You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for listening. If you listen often, you know that we are on the 18th floor overlooking the Chicago River out toward Lake Michigan. It is a beautiful sight. And during winter, we're like kids waiting to sit on Santa's lap. We stare at the window and try to catch the icebreaker as it drives by along the Chicago River. Jason Lack is the Chicago Fire Department Marine and Dive Operations Deputy District Chief, and it's his boat. Chief, welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thanks. Tell me, the name of the boat is the Christopher Wheatley, right?
That is correct. It's also known as Engine 2 with the fire department.
Now, do you go out on these runs, or you just oversee the people who do?
So, my duties cover dive operations and boat operations. A lot of times, I'll be land-based with some of our divers, but I also respond with the boats when they go out.
Tell me about the ice. Tell me about the ice-breaking mission, why it's important.
So a couple of things to keep in mind with this ice-breaking capability. Engine 2, or the Christopher Wheatley, responds to any water emergency that we have out on Lake Michigan. During the winter months, we do need to help out and make sure that we keep the waterways open and clear for navigational purposes, as well as it helps prevent some of the damage that can occur when ice shifts and ice plates break and expand and cause havoc to some of the concrete that's out there on the waterway.
I was wondering about that. So it's more like the barriers, the river walk and things like that.
That is true. Yes, that's one of the missions that we do. We have two different vessels in the city of Chicago that do have ice-breaking capabilities. One is the fire department's boat. The other one is the water filtration plant's Versalis boat. They usually take care of a majority of the ice-breaking out there, but we're doing split duty right now, helping each other out because of the amount of ice that we have in the area this year.
Chief, is it kind of fun?
There are days. It gets to be a little loud out there. We were out a couple days ago, and we had about 6 inches of ice. They usually go through, and it gets pretty loud going through, and it's pretty cool actually to watch how far the cracks will go, how much water and how much actual sheer power these vessels have, and the sheer power that the ice has on impacting some of the superstructure that we have here in the city.
Yeah, because it's got to be, I mean, the boat's got to be durable in that it can take the collision or the friction, if you will, but it's got to be powerful that it can charge through those sheets of ice and break them up.
Correct. Engine 2 or the Christopher Wheatley can break up to about 12 to 18 inches of solid ice as needed. So it's got a lot of power behind it. It's a little slow, but it's got the power that we need for other operations.
I was joking here that we'd like to watch it. It's kind of like a shooting star. It's a really slowly moving shooting star, but it's really cool to watch. How far upriver does the ice freeze, or does it go all the way down the river?
So moving water doesn't freeze. So what happens is when there's stagnant or settled water up on the top, that's where it freezes up and impacts, and layers form below that. So we will actually run up to Wolf Point, which is about the split between the north and the south section.
Sure.
We usually just break that section, and the water flowing down south usually clears a little bit more of it up.
And I was also wondering about, you know, a lot of buildings use river water, or they discharge their water into the river. And I know they're supposed to make an effort to keep it at the same temperature. I don't know if that's the same in the winter. I mean, does the discharge from downtown buildings warm up the river?
So the discharge is usually coming from their roofs. It's just runoff water is what it pretty much is. So anytime water is moving, it does cause friction, which does cause a little bit of heat. So it is a little bit warmer than the river itself. Right now, the water temperature of the water is about 32 degrees, which most people know is freezing. But because it moves, there's a little bit of friction on there, and that's why underneath stays so fluid.
You know, it's kind of cool, too. I didn't think of it until you described it, but about the noise. So after the boat goes through, you can see, you can even see today. You didn't go through today, I don't believe, but you could see the path where the boat last went. And it's a very narrow, the width of the boat sort of path that where the ice, if you will, almost disappears. But then all along it, on either side, all the way to the river walls, it breaks into larger sorts of lily pads or something like that, which is kind of interesting because that must speak to the pressure it has against the side walls if you going through the middle of it can break it up all the way to either side.
Right. So what it does is we use the water hydrology. on it so that it's the hydrodynamics of it, so that it breaks and segregates into separate sections that way. The other thing to keep in mind, too, with Engine 2 is that it is a fully functioning marine vessel, meaning it can throw water up to approximately 15,000 gallons a minute if we have water or a fire on the river or anywhere near to that. We also have some locations to where we don't have hydrants. So Engine 2 can pump even under the ice. The water is directly siphoned out of the lake or river so that we can give fire companies more direct access to things when there's fire near water like that.
Is part of the reason you break up the ice to keep knuckleheads from trying to cross the river on the ice?
Somewhat, but it's mostly to keep things fluid because we still have commercial vessels in the lake and the river that do operate year-round.
Yeah.
So we have some commercial vessels, so we try and help them out with it a little bit, but it's also to keep and prevent some damage to the superstructure. That's the primary mission for that.
Well, I'm sure your summers are busier than your winters with the water rescues and things, and you're called upon often to do heroic work out there. Jason Lack is the Marine and Dive Operations Deputy District Chief. Jason, listen, next time, ride the boat, look up at us. We're at Columbus and Wacker, 18th floor. Look for the building with the big yellow stripe and wave, will you?
I will. Tomorrow around 1300, we're going to be going back out,
okay,
doing another run up. So if you guys are around, we'll see what we can do for you.
Can you push it back? I'm usually not here till about 2.
I wish I could, but we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Anytime, sir.
Thanks. You're listening to, it's the coolest thing. You got to see it. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Here's Mary.